Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. Except the blood of the poor and the wicked mouth. The last gasp of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house, where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Where you can put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
That's the essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.
Oh my God.
Ready?
Yes. Look. Boy, couple. Did we need the clapper or are we good?
We clapped in.
We just clapped in?
Yeah, we clapped in, all right, man.
All right.
We're clap free, but clapped in.
Clapped in. You know what I'm saying?
tap.
Clap free. We are clap free,
hey,
but clapped in.
Speaking of that, man, like, STDs have been going through the roof, man.
Man.
Like, y'all got to be out. Y'all be careful out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to get my, that's why I'm on my Dave Hollister shit, my one woman, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You get me?
That's Chicago, you know, that's a...
Because Chicago legend, man.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years. We need to give Dave Hollister his flowers now while he's still here.
What I was going to say, we're going to have a conversation about another Chicago legend.
Oh, man.
Coming up shortly. Oh, however, man. I introduce myself. I'm from Chicago, not a Chicago legend, but you know what I mean? Originally,
I would say you're a Chicago legend.
Originally from the South
Side.
Yeah,
I think there's enough people that will co-sign that you're a Chicago legend.
Well, I'll take that. So, you know, Jasiri X, you know what I'm saying?
Chicago legend.
All right, you know what I mean? And co-founder and CEO of 100 Media. And to my right. Yes, indeed.
It's Miracle. I would say I'm a foodie legend.
Oh,
all the food
on.
Restaurants love
okay.
me.
Absolutely.
I'm just here. Ready to get popping.
Do you like Brussels sprouts though?
I do like Brussels sprouts. Okay. This is more like the past like 3 years.
Me and too. Reading. Brussels sprouts yeah. and reading.
Brussels sprouts and reading.
I actually hate Brussels sprouts.
Oh, you never had them like with some Parmesan or some balsamic, charred?
That don't sound appealing to me.
Nah, okay.
Me yeah.
All right.
A little feta
cheese. Just not the
come
thing.
On. Ooh, come on.
I mean, maybe I haven't had it prepared right.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe
it took me I didn't like what Miracle said, probably last 3 years I studied in Brussels sprouts. Yeah.
Okay. Bet. So I gotta wait till I'm in my 30s.
Yes.
Kind of called you old ass.
You said these old ass people I work with.
Ageism.
They tell me I look forward to Brussels sprouts when I get older.
Get your uric acid levels low, bro. Come on now.
Can you introduce yourself, sir?
It's your boy Treble NLS. Yes, yes. A little bit of a Pittsburgh legend in the making.
Never loved sprouts.
Never loved sprouts. You know what I'm saying? That's facts.
Man. Oh, that's hilarious, man.
And,
yeah, man.
Yes, yes.
My man, it's me, Drew P, man.
Drew P? What's
Drew
that?
Drew P Balls.
What the?
Bro. No.
What is what? Wrong with you?
What? Okay. Is it you were saying ridiculous things because your your idol has been saying
man,
ridiculous
listen,
things? Is
man.
That what we're on?
Trying to deflect attention.
He said, I can't say anything worse than Kanye.
I can't. Like, I can say anything at this point. The way Trump and Kanye have been going on, bro, like, yo.
Yeah.
You I can literally say anything
Trump
and nobody would
bat
an eyelash.
Trump did say some wild stuff. We do got
this. Yo, this nigga Trump, he may have something. Outdone himself.
Mm. But at the same, and it's funny because it's like almost like, these two, like, narcissists.
Two Geminis.
Three narcissists, if you include me.
competing.
So you're full on MAGA Muslim now.
No, I mean, I'm just very aware of who I am.
Do we have to check the back of your shirt to make sure?
What does it say on the back?
What does it say on the back?
What does it say on the back? And on the inside?
What does it say on the back now? Is it?
Hold on.
Oh, okay. It's a plane. It's nothing on the back. Okay. He doesn't have Yeezys on either today.
No, it's not released yet. Wait until next week.
It's October.
Oh, yeah.
So have the shirt next week.
And this is the wild part because, like, there are going to be white people that buy
his streams are about to go nuts.
That buy this Kanye West White Lives Matter shirt that's going to wear it, that possibly harm might come to them.
If you get dummy, you can't say nothing.
But then this is what they can say. Yo, a black man made this. Like, why are you mad at me?
Sound argument.
This is black doing business.
That is a sound argument.
A black man made this shirt. Why am I getting stomped out? You know what I'm saying?
Because, just because, Ye don't speak for all of us. And this is coming from someone who has shot Ye Bell on many, many times. I can't defend this shit, man.
So for those that don't know, and I sent you actually, if you can go into our little Instagram, there's a that video. I like to play audio of that. I shot it to the This Week in White Supremacy little Instagram group chat. So for those that don't know,
Kanye
West is in Paris
Niggas in Paris.
Niggas in Paris, right?
Jay-Z's got to be so mad right now.
Doing his fashion thing, right?
Where is he?
He walked in the mud, you know what I'm saying, with, I don't know what he was wearing. Limpiaga. It looked like he was some kind of 2000 and
some Jean-Paul
Gaultier 65 like, yeah, soldier like from somewhere.
Yeah, that crazy definitely looked like Fifth Element.
That
like,
nigga had like 10 vests on, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to lie. Shit was kind of hot.
No,
because it was Balenciaga.
That shit was not
I don't care about the brand. I just thought the shit was hot.
You don't come in with a 5XL vest on, bro?
Listen, I'm a fashionable nigga.
Is that why you got the vest on right now?
No. I'm not like a high fashion runway type, but I look at it and I'm like, oh, that's hot. No, but that is it practical for everyday wear? No.
Yeah, it looked like it was hot. Looked like this nigga had 10 layers on walking in the mud. And so while he was out there, I guess he had his Yeezy show.
Yeah.
And season he chose 9 to create a shirt that said White Lives Matter on the back. Then he brought out Candace Owens.
Which
you know
is
what I'm saying? Another absolute, white supremacist in blackface, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they were proudly rocking their White Lives Matter shirts. Of course, it set the internet on fire. It gave Kanye the attention he wanted. You know what I'm saying? His response was that Black Lives Matter is over. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to play this, man.
You know, he said, wait, don't play that yet. He says, everybody knows, I want to get our piece first. Okay. Everybody knows Black Lives Matter was a scam. Now it's over. You're welcome. So I guess we're not on Black Lives Matter anymore. We're on White Lives Mattering. I don't know what this means for his four black children. You know what I'm saying? But I do have a... I'll let you all get y'all takes. Or did you want me to go write my take?
I got a take. My take is when he said we all slaves, he was projecting hard. Because he's tapped into now. You know what I'm saying?
He did say that. Mm-hmm. He did say new slaves. And it's wild. Facts. Like when you think about new slaves now... It's like, yo, you was really kind of talking about, like, how you want to behave, right? Mm-hmm. On some new slavery. Miracle? Do you have anything to say about this weak link?
I don't think that the replacement theory is something to play around about.
Right.
You know, particularly being here in Pittsburgh, that's what led to the Tree of Life Massacre.
100%.
Unite the Right rally that... ended in Heather's death in Charlottesville.
Absolutely.
I don't think this is something to play about. I don't think this is something to be glib about.
People died at, you know, police officers died in January 6th when the Republicans ran up in there and were beating police officers with flagpoles. And this was all connected to this replacement theory idea, right?
Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it's funny. I feel like he could do any other antic. He's just like a washed up stunt queen to me. Like, it's at the end of the day, you're always doing something to get a reaction.
Right.
And not to be this creative thinker that you claim to be.
Right.
And to go to Paris, of all places.
100%. Right.
That is kind of like the heartland of the immigration debate in 100%, Europe.
Yep.
And do this White Lives Matter runway, I think it's very disrespectful.
Right. Right after Italy has this far right, a government fascist. Kind of come in. Right.
And so. To me, I was just like, really? And I'm going to be honest, and every time I saw that picture, I reported it for hate speech to get it off my social media feed. I didn't care who had it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. But I was just like over it.
Yes.
But that's how I feel about it. I'm not amused.
You know, that's really, that's strong because, you know, Kanye, because he's Kanye, he doesn't have to deal with the ramifications of it. Actually, can you play that? That's kind of what that clip says. Play that clip and then I'll come to you for this is Van Lathan when Kanye made his ridiculous comment about slavery was a choice. And it's like,
okay, you're entitled to your opinion, you're entitled to believe whatever you want, but there is fact and real world, real life consequence behind everything that you just said. And while you are making music and being an artist and living the life that you've earned
by
being a genius, the rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives. We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Every day we have to walk into that truth while you choose to say things that, to be honest with you, dog, are nonsensical. You want to think freely? That's fine. I'll combat your free thought with my free thought because mine is grounded in a reality that I have been given and a reality that I'm going to change, but I'm not going to do it by pretending that the enemies are on the same team as me. And frankly, I'm disappointed, I'm appalled, and brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something to me that's not real. Hurt. That's the way I feel. Stand on all the coffee tables you want to stand on.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want to say, but don't throw a stone, then hide your hand like the rest of us are just going to swallow it. Yay, be yay, I'm off it forever. Do you?
Boycott.
But remember,
Kanye.
The life that I live is as a real person.
Real black person,
actual
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, he's...
Yeah. Cut, yeah. So, I mean, I think to me, that kind of just echoes your point, Miracle, that like you said, like, you're doing this as a stunt, you're doing this for attention, but it has real life consequences for individuals. I mean, when you talk about replacement theory, we just saw a white supremacist go to Buffalo, go specifically to a black neighborhood, a black store to kill black people. You know what I'm saying? And he wrote about the replacement theory into why he did that, right? We saw a few years before that a white supremacist in El Paso go to this Walmart in El Paso specifically because he wanted to kill Latinx people. So we've seen this happen, and it's like, but you know, you're Kanye West, so you don't have to suffer the consequences of that. Farouk, your boy.
I mean, this is why they always say don't meet your idols, right?
don't follow your idols on social media.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I try to keep a good buffer between artists I look up to and influenced by. But something like this, the gravity of this, man, like what Van said, it has real world consequences. And this playing out, man, like, you know, January 6th was one thing. Italy having Mussolini 2.0 is another thing. But kind of like Miracle said, to go to Paris, which is one of the most difficult places, if not the most difficult place in the world to be a Muslim in.
Yeah.
In the West, rather, and say something like that, right? And I see a lot of you niggas that's in the fashion world, and a couple people I was following trying to justify it because he had a Pope John Paul I shirt on the front of it and the White Lives Matter on the back. And it was you were trying to justify that it was tongue-in-cheek. It's not, right? It's not funny. There's a lot of things that Ye does is funny. There's a lot of things that Ye does are provocative. It gets the people going, right? I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
As someone who has stand for Ye for, what, the last 20 years almost?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to draw the line someplace. And where the niggas around him holding him accountable? Like, who was like, yo, this is, yo, Che.
Che,
I'm looking at you, my nigga.
I mean, you know.
Where were you in this shit? You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Malik, where are you?
Yeah. Nah, that's real. And I think.
You know,
like,
and these are the things. Like, we saying your names because it's like, you niggas love me. And this is no disrespect to Che or no disrespect to Malik. But, like, you're his friends.
Yeah.
Push.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love you, Push. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, hold this nigga accountable because this is violence.
Yeah, but I think, like, again, it's like people have been able to say, like, oh, that's Kanye. And the reality, my take is, and he's kind of been telling us the whole time. I mean,
and what'd he get on? He did, yo, ask for a white girl.
I mean, well, you know, Kanye West is sick. You know, Kanye West suffers from white supremacy-itis. But the reality is Kanye wants to be white. I mean, Kanye West wants to be white.
What'd he say? I know how you feel, London. I lost my queen, too.
Again, like, so when you say that, you know, again, that's funny and that's ha-ha. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but
like
you can keep saying those because things. Because at that's the end of the day, great content.
Like, and it's wild because, you know, remember, it was what? 30 days ago that Kanye was talking about black dads and black fathers need to be in their lives of their black children. And so
what's the over under for how long it takes Joe Rogan to get one of them shirts? He's going to have that on the JRE podcast.
Joe Rogan already got one.
Joe Rogan's like, you know what? I was actually on DMT. And I got this shirt.
And it's wild. And like you said.
And three chimpanzees fought me for it. Like,
oh, shit.
How Joe Rogan
And you know, and that's the thing, bro. You know there's going to be rappers that want to be down with Kanye. That's going to put this shit. Tory Lanez probably going to pop up with one of these White Lives Matter shirts.
And wear
one of
shit
these
in
other,
fucking Brampton.
Yeah, one of these other places, you know what I'm saying? But the reality is, I mean, you know, because, again, like, do White Lives Matter, like, when you go before that judge and your black children get full custody, that white life – You know what I'm saying? That you've been complaining about. Because you've been complaining about Kim Kardashian and her mom and what they're doing to a black man. Well, when them white lives get full custody of your children and you don't have no choice in the matter, well, guess what, bro? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what you wanted. You know what I'm saying? But Kanye does come to me.
What happens when North or Saint or is it Chicago and then, you know, what happens when one of those, your children, get called nigga at school?
He gonna be right there defending the nigger.
He had the choice to call you something else, but he chose nigga.
But then again, it's like, should it have to? And that be the thing, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't have to happen to you, right? A police officer shouldn't have to shoot one of your children,
right?
Remember, we had this conversation. There were actually victims of police brutality. There were black victims of police brutality, and most of them black men that were anti-black. In their language, right? You just had the thing where the brother got killed by the white woman, and he was on Twitter talking about how he don't mess with black women.
Yeah.
And then this white lady ends up killing him, and there were people that was like, yo, well, you know what I'm saying? Like
Kevin Samuels?
Not that we want... What Kevin Samuels got to do? What was Kevin Samuels saying?
No, I'm just saying his anti-black women stances.
Oh, okay. Well, then what? And then he died of a heart. What? Black women put the mojo on? What are you saying?
Black woman.
What are you saying? What I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
I thought that's where you're going. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, like, there were people who, like, and then it's like now as black people, we're forced to, like, man, like, you know, black women who are standing up against police brutality are told, like, ignore these things that this person has said, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, do we have to wait until? But that's what I'm saying. When shit is, you know, happening, and somebody said Charlamagne the God has said this earlier in the Breakfast Club, right? When Kanye West gets attacked, when Kanye West isn't able to do his fashion shit, when Kanye, you know what I'm saying, isn't able to put out his Yeezys and shit, it's black racism. It's, oh, they trying to keep a black man down. It's a black business. And, you know, he was just calling on everybody to boycott Adidas. Oh, boycott Adidas because they won't make him. But just like we said, that contract was a choice, my nigga. Mm. But now when you go to Paris, you know what I'm saying, it's White Lives Matter.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can't help but think of all of the white supremacist smug ass smiles kept across faces when they saw those pictures.
100%.
And how many people are feeling empowered this morning because of seeing that on the internet. Like, oh, we didn't have to say it.
100%. Yeah.
He said it for
Not only do you have Kanye, but you have this black woman, Candace Owens, and it's like, here are these black people smiling, laughing with White Lives Matter shirts on. And again, it's like, you know, these are individuals that in many cases don't have to deal with the ramifications of what happens. Mm-hmm. But like you said, so then you have white people that'll come up and say, like, well, I didn't say it. Just like you said, if a white person's wearing a shirt, it's like a black person made this shirt. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a black person co-signed this. A black person said this. And a lot of times, like you said, white people will feel like, oh, it can be white supremacy coming from a black person, but we've been telling y'all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? From Terry Crews on down. Like,
I wonder what Lauryn Hill's gonna say because her daughter was in the show too.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, her daughter was one of the people in the show. Yeah.
And she had a White Lives Matter show.
Yeah,
no. I mean, again.
You're not, you know what I mean? Like, Lauryn Hill doesn't have to answer for her daughter because her daughter's a grown woman. True, but I just wonder if she's gonna have a take on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, the question, though, is this, right? Because we've been here before. We were here when Kanye put the MAGA hat on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kanye was repping Trump. And Kanye, remember, he went to the White House and, you know, and people gave him a pass, right? You know, a new Kanye album drops. People give him a pass. People want to play it. People want to, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Kanye, he kind of knows that, like, people will be outraged for about a half hour. And then when he comes up now, you know, he don't really own, you know, I kind of justify wearing Yeezys because he don't own that. That's an Adidas product now, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're not committed. Yeah, if this was a conservative, they would have a Yeezy burning ceremony. They would have money. Yeah. Like, when they boycott.
But we ain't that. Yeah, and then also.
Exactly. And y'all like, oh, it's just Kanye.
Miracle. We like our hunky clothes, Miracle.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I like my, you know what I mean? I like my hot thread counts.
No, but Miracle, it's like this. I mean, you know, like, you know, if you wear Nikes, like Phil Knight is a big supporter of Donald Trump and that campaign as well. So it's like,
what you got on your feet, Miracle?
So it's like,
what I got on my feet, bro? Did you buy it? Did you buy it? Don't worry about what I got on my feet.
What you got? So didn't you ask me to buy it though?
And did you buy it? No.
No, but didn't you ask me to?
And I told you I was going to give you the money, and you said no because you're just a waste man. How about that?
Ooh. Hey, listen.
Practice what you preach, my nigga. You the one over here saying, yeah, you burn your sneakers, burn your Nikes, Miracle. I got on Reebok.
And you're going to have Nikes on tomorrow.
Like, it's Boktober. I'm going to wear Reebok on Monday.
I don't even know what that means, first
Boktober.
Of all.
Boktober. Get the hell out of here. But I'm saying, like, so I agree with you.
But yes, I did get repurposed sneakers that are recyclable. But
then also, too, Miracle, you have been the one. You have been the most ardent, like, person that says no matter
what. That's a
school word. That's a what?
That's a school word.
Okay. That have, like, no matter what new Kanye product or album drop, you have been the one saying, I'm not rocking with that. I'm not playing that. I'm not supporting that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, like, is that the point? Is it like if we in the black community just said no more, then he would cease to be meaningful and relevant?
But what did he do last time? He went and did that, and what happened? Offset. No disrespect, but we love Ye. Yeah. 2 Chainz had to go down, sit with Wisconsin.
Yep.
Dave Chappelle and his transphobic self had to go sit down in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All the black male rappers, the farm.
Yeah.
All the black male rappers had to go and support him and then throw a temper tantrum on Twitter when they were taking off the album. So it's like, nobody's going to hold
happened?
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to hold
him. Is it because they were cussing? Is that why?
I don't know. Nobody's going to hold him accountable for the things that he does,
yeah.
Because the only way you learn, if you're not reading books and educating yourself,
which he definitely not,
is the social interactions around you. If people around you are saying they don't care, he's not going to feel it. He's going to keep on doing it because everybody else's pain does not impact him.
Right.
People are still going to buy the album. They're going to still buy his shirts. They're paying $200 to attend his church service. So
it's $200 to go to church Sunday service?
For him, it was like $200.
Wow. And then the reality is this, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, even somebody like a Charlamagne was critical of him. If Kanye says, I want to come to the Breakfast Club or I want to come do one of these
sit-down
exclusive interviews, he's going to do it.
Of course.
And he knows that there's value in that relationship with Kanye. And so, just like you said, until we say, you know what? Nah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Mean, I love a boycott. Like, I boycotted Nokia because they were shutting down cell phones during the uprising.
I
boycott Walmart because it happened to John Crawford.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I do try to boycott things and pick in, yes. You know, I have the privilege to be able to pick and choose where I spend, like, my funds. But I do think it matters at some extent.
Yeah.
But also, I just don't like Kanye.
Yes.
It's kind of like the baby. When you make your whole entire talent off of your personality, once your personality turns me off, I can't I can't disconnect the two. So just...
No, absolutely. I'll come to... Go ahead, Treble, and then I got a question.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as far as boycotting goes, like, I know it'll definitely affect his revenue.
Right.
But I'm not sure how much it'll affect his psyche. Because clearly with this move in Paris, we're not who he cares about.
We are not. 100%. We're not.
It's like he
Our lives don't matter.
Kanye West does not care about black people.
Yeah, Kanye West does not care about black people. No, that's real. And so I think that's a great piece. And like you said, are we going to, I'm coming to, and I don't know, I guess somebody has to hit the computer behind you.
Oh, shit.
Know. As we come to you, one of Kanye's biggest fans, right? You love his music.
I do.
You love his shoes, all of them, even the ugly ones.
I do.
Even the ones that look like graffiti is on the side. I don't know what those
are.
Even
the torn up
You
clothes.
Have a song where you're talking about Kanye's shoes in your song.
Yeah.
You've used your own album to promote Kanye West brand sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
So is this...
Sure have. Unabashedly. Love
is
it.
This the end for you?
Is this where I jump off the line?
Is this where you stop listening to Kanye's? Like, if he comes out with a new album, you're like going to be like, nah, I'm cool. If he comes out, if he says, okay, you know, because apparently he's saying he's done with Gap and Adidas, although, mm-hmm. you know, they hit him with the lawyers. Like, yeah, yeah, you ain't you're making not done until we none of this. Yeah. Well, they own the concept of the shoes.
Right.
Like, he owns the name Yeezy.
Of course.
But they actually own, like, the shoe design, and Gap owns, like, the clothing design.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he would have to go make, like...
new
like,
shit.
Like, baskets or something. I don't know what I don't know what he can make, but he can't make...
that looks like baskets. You have a house, and you have an income.
Yeah, but he can't make shoes or, like, those type of clothes. So if he comes up with the Kanye baskets, right, you know what I'm saying? If he comes out with, like, more music, are you rocking with it? Oh, damn. Come on, for
real. Yes. If the answer is word. Yes.
What lives matter?
Let me be my Kanye interpreter for my twin. Yes.
Wow.
It's going to hurt my soul, but yes, I'm going to listen to the album.
Man, you know, like,
I'm a reflect not even, as I listen to the album.
He's not even a good artist anymore.
Thank you. That's what I've said. That is what I've said.
He's not even a good artist.
Listen. Both my parents was addicts. It's just genetic, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
You're addicted to Kanye West.
Is that what you're saying?
No,
like, the music.
No, like,
I have no, this is, I'm not going to lie to you. This is a crisis of conscience because, like, if Nas, like, Nas came out with some statements that were, like, anti-vaccine, anti.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Nas is a big anti-vaxxer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Nas is like, I'm not getting my children any vaccinations.
Well, I mean, you know.
Like, right, but whatever, but. Right, and I'm not mad at it. That's a personal choice.
I kind of understand a black person.
I get it. No, I get it, right?
That theory.
There have been other rappers in our lifetime that we've looked up to, that we've met, that we know, that we've been influenced by, that have said, you know, oppositional things, right? Jay-Z regrets doing Big Pimpin'. He, you know, he regrets mushing a girl on camera.
I'm just saying that rappers
have done shit in the past.
Right. Yes.
To this level, we haven't seen anybody in hip-hop jump the shark like this.
To basically say...
It's tough for me as a fan who's someone who's like, you know, such a big Kanye influence.
I mean, when you talk about, like, the racial draft, like, here's Kanye, like, asking the white people.
Right, yeah.
Like pick take me. Pick me.
Yeah.
I mean, if we see Kanye do some, like, Sammy Sosa-type surgery, like, I would not be surprised.
No.
I mean,
what's
if
up
we
with
see
Chicago,
this dude, like,
then?
Bleach his skin, you know what I'm saying?
What's up with
That's
Chicago?
That's a Dominican thing, brother.
I know it's a Dominican thing, but he played for the Cubs.
He did play for the Cubs.
He was an ambassador for Chicago.
Chicago was
But no, like, so to answer your question... If Ye put out an album tomorrow, no, I would not download it.
But
I'm gonna tell you right now.
But 36 months from now?
6 months from now?
Can we be semantic about the words? He said he will not download it.
Oh, shit. You wouldn't download it.
No, don't.
But you would stream it.
No. Stream it because I download everything I stream.
I wouldn't
give it the spin.
Yeah.
You know, I would actually wait to read the reviews and see if he actually addresses whatever he said on there. But, you know, this is where I kind of got to, you know, jump off, man.
I mean,
this is why I like to be toxic. And don't want people to claim me, and I don't want to claim things.
Right.
So when people be embarrassing, they don't have to be out here embarrassing
me.
We
did say to Miracle, hey, do you have recommendations for this? She's like, no.
No.
I'm not recommending anybody, because if I put my name on you and you do something,
I have learned the hard
but
way.
That's
I'm
a
still
great,
traumatized.
That's a great strategy, though.
I just be toxic.
That's not a great strategy.
And you just cut
people
off.
No, that's great, man. That's like, I don't, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't give job references. Mm. Don't ask me for job references. I don't give a fuck who you are.
But
I've done it one time.
But you're still down with Kanye, though. So what are you saying?
I just told you. This is where, like, you know, I kind of got to make my departure from Yatem.
Yeah. Trouble?
I was
going
to say.
Are you departed? Are you?
Please
so
forgive me.
On the point of Kanye isn't a good artist, I agree. I feel like he has become a good curator. So instead of supporting Kanye, I want to find those artists that he's curated and support their work.
That's a great idea. You know right. Like, I like to keep my spirit alive because of the guy, and I don't know his name. It's another dude.
Oh, okay, who sings
the hook. Mm-hmm. So I can go find his music devoid of Kanye and rock with him, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, that's a great idea.
I could find the people because I really liked the Donda presentation. I know that wasn't Kanye, though. Like, he came up with the idea, but there were people who executed it.
Could you imagine, like, you know, and that's the thing.
You don't think Ye did all that?
Nah, I mean, like, of course he needed a team. You know what
I'm saying? He honestly didn't do all that. This is one of the reasons why, you know, even when you stream Kanye's music, he doesn't get the same amount of money because the nigga has like 26 songwriters on like one song. So they actually, you know, there was a conversation about his publishing.
Right.
And it's like, it's even hard. And then he's, because he kept, you know, wanting to spend all this money on his album, he's in debt to the record label. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He's like, so he doesn't even like make necessarily the money off of his music.
Right, and I get that. But
he didn't make the money off of his tours because he spent so much money and on how they looked, and then he had a whole meltdown. You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is, though, he still did it.
What do you mean?
He still put those people in a room.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Like, it's no different than what Diddy does or what Dre does.
Well, I mean, neither of them have screamed White Lives Matter to the heavens. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, or take his Dre, up,
or war, up or war, you know, what is it? Make America Great Again hats. I mean, so
Kanye, not on the camera.
Did Kanye put those people in a room together? Yes. But I'm just saying, like, to me, Kanye was a good rapper. He was a good, he's not that anymore. Kanye was a good producer. He doesn't produce anymore.
Right.
He actually gets people to produce his stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I feel like Trouble, like, actually came out, like, yo, you like this song? Who produced it? Let's go support that person outside of it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But the reality is we already know what's going to happen. Like Miracle said it. All of these rappers, all of these people are going to come and make excuses for Kanye and cap for Kanye or just say, oh, that's just a Kanye thing and wait for it to go down. But this is the thing, man. When them white lives take your children away from you.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Like, don't come to me. You know what I'm saying? Go to your white lives. You know what I'm saying? Go to your white. Because at the end of the day, like, you are, they still see you as a black man.
Right.
And at the end of the day, like, Adidas ain't showing you love on some because you got the white light. Nah, bro, you got to fulfill this contract, new slave. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you put yourself in a predicament, fine. You know what I'm saying? Don't come to me. Don't ask me to boycott Adidas. I should have wore some Adidas today. You know what I'm talking about? About to get extra Adidas. Who else is?
All the three strikes.
Right, DMC.
Who else is taking this dude's money? I want to support that, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't come to us because inevitably that's what happens. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, man. And don't come with that he's still grieving. He's, nah, man, no.
And
no.
Then even in his artistry, you hear all of the references he makes, and he really idolizes a lot of white artists.
Not only white artists, but just white people in general.
Mm-hmm. Well, MAGA hats let me slide at the drive-thru.
Yeah, go watch his interview with Noriega on Drink Champs. All the white names that he's, and I know this guy, he's the head of this, and he's the head of this. Like, obviously, he wants a white, and I think to me, I think that's his really his beef with Jay-Z is because Jay-Z has gotten an acceptance that Kanye has not got, and Jay-Z has maintained authenticity to himself in many ways. You know what I'm saying? And that Kanye wants that love that a Jay-Z gets, and he's trying to do all this crazy stuff, and he doesn't realize, like, if you was just your authentic self, man. But I feel bad for Donda. You know what I'm saying?
Like, because Donda Academy? Or
no, Donda West, oh, man. Okay, because Donda West was a conscious black woman who was an educator.
Yeah.
Donda West was an academic, and God, this dude is out here saying, don't read books. This dude building schools and not reading books. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, she gave him the name Kanye, right?
Mm-hmm.
She raised him to have a love of blackness, and you heard that in this early music, right? You know what I'm saying? My mama, what was it? You know,
Mama was raised in the era when
clean water
was only served to the fair skin.
So you heard that. And it's like, for him to go from that to this, I actually feel bad, you know what I'm saying, for his mom. You know what I'm saying? And for, like, is this your legacy? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now, he's still alive. You know, maybe he has some come to black Jesus moment and realizes that he's acting a fool. But right now, man, he got to be persona non grata. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you.
So I think I
agree with you.
I think a question is, and it's wild that we have to say, is that's like, what's worse? Like, I mean, well, I know what's worse for me, but, you know, Kanye saying White Lives Matter or Trump actually, like, tweeting out death threats. I mean, hey, yo, I mean, like, Hey, yo, bro.
Mitch McConnell. Like, can I read this shit?
Sure. Okay, yes. Okay. So this is Donald Trump on Truth Social.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, Mitch McConnell is a Republican head of the Senate. And he's, you know, he's been
the subject of Donald Trump's ire for a very long time.
But he's also a white supremacist.
Yeah.
No chin Confederate flag having, like, you know, he's a horrible person as well. But he was one of the, they're trying to make it to where it's harder for people to challenge these elections, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a bill in the Senate. And so Mitch McConnell is one of the sponsors or supporters of this bill that would make it more difficult for Donald Trump to do what he tried to do in the last election, right, which is absolutely steal the election. And so here is Donald Trump's response to Mitch McConnell supporting this bill that would make it harder for elections to be stolen.
Is McConnell approving all of these trillions of dollars worth of Democrat-sponsored bills without even the slightest bit of negotiation because he hates Donald J. Trump?
Now, stop right there. It's, you know, to be a narcissist, like, he used his full name.
I'm saying, to speak completely in the third person.
He gave you the J, too.
I appreciate
Donald
that.
J. Trump, my nigga.
He said, put some respect on my name,
he
Mitch.
Said, say the J.
Say the J, man.
Don't forget the
DCJ
J.
Baby.
DC the J.
He said, because he hates Donald J. Trump and he knows I am strongly opposed to him, or is he doing it because he believes in the fake and highly destructive Green New Deal and is willing to take the country down with him? In any event, either reason is unacceptable. He has a death wish.
And
must immediately seek help and advice from his China-loving wife, Coco Chow.
Now, but this is the thing. Death wish is all, nothing else is in all capital letters.
Capitalized.
Except death wish. And so, like, here is
his China-loving wife, Coco Chow.
So you say McConnell has a death wish. Then you, like, are racist towards his Asian wife. You know what I'm saying? Who also is a super problematic person, right?
Right, yeah.
Wasn't she in his administration?
Yes.
Didn't she serve in Trump's administration in some form of capacity? So, again, a supporter of Trump in some way. But to say, like, here's Donald Trump whose followers have killed people. Mm-hmm. Like,
they, and, yo, one of them niggas just said his only regret.
No, let's not get to that. Oh, let's get to it. I mean, you brought it up. Right.
One of his people said his only regret at January 6th was that they didn't have rifles.
It's the Oath Keeper.
Like, it's like, imagine the gravity of the question. What's your only regret?
Man, I wish I had rifles.
I wish at the the January 6th attack, like, his only regret about that day, not cops losing their lives, not what's the woman who got killed, you know what I'm saying? The white woman that got killed, they tried to make a martyr, not her death, you know what I'm saying? Not all the people that got beaten and arrested.
What the hell was her name? Amy Barrett?
That's something like that. His only regret.
That's the judge.
Oh, that's the judge?
Oh. Jazz, what's her name?
Some white lady.
Do you know?
We don't know her name. But look, his only regret is they should have
Tomb
brought
of the unknown soldier.
Rifles. He should have brought rifles. You know what I'm saying? But again, I mean, you know, like, they try to make her a martyr. Like, we're supposed to follow the law.
Ashley Babbitt. There you go, Ashley Babbitt.
We're supposed to follow the law, and if we just comply, we wouldn't be dead. But she somehow, like,
did Ashley Babbitt's white life matter?
I mean, to Kanye it did. You know what I'm saying? So, like, so again, right? So here is Donald Trump's supporters, right? They already tried to kidnap the governor of Michigan, right? Like, they, like,
I forgot about that.
Hey, bro. They
was going to kidnap a governor.
Hey, bro. And then the dude already ran up on the FBI trying to shoot FBI
agents. In Cincinnati, yeah, man.
So now you say, like, he has a debt like that. You're giving a call. I mean, am I reading this wrong? Or do y'all see?
No,
like,
absolutely.
Trump is threatening this man with death.
He's also threatening his wife.
Yes.
Just by mentioning her in the first place.
Calling her China-loving and slandering her. Miracle.
That's y'all's friend.
He should be arrested for this, right, Miracle? This is a break of the law, correct, Miracle?
Okay. He on the free speech app doing free speech shit.
He's on Truth, telling lies on Truth.
Free speech thing.
Telling lies
this
on the Truth app.
This man has told y'all he's going to break every law.
He's told us that.
I don't know what y'all are. Nobody's gonna do nothing.
But it's wild because Donald Trump has said so many crazy things.
You just accept it, and now
you just say there's Trump being crazy again. But now this dude's life could be on the line. So correct. Now somebody
top five wild Trump statements?
It's not even top five.
It's not even top five.
But
okay.
This is why I keep it's trying not, to say
what's the top one
these,
miracle.
When these white lives men matter. Come out and say dumb things, you're like, oh, that's hilarious. He's so stupid. You're just now creating this excuse for them to be violent in the future and get away with it. That's why you have to nip it in the bud.
Yeah,
like.
We did not nip the
what's,
Trump.
What's the wild, in your opinion, Miracle? What is the most wild Trump statement?
I mean, I know that like
that he's ever like electorally. I'll probably
okay.
Say,
yeah, let's say electorally.
I will say that they're not sitting their best.
They're not sitting their
I
best.
I feel like that was. I feel like nothing's going to top that. The second is to grab them.
The Mexicans, they're not sending their
they
best.
Grab, yeah. They grab them by
the pom-pom.
The third one is probably the clean. I like clean things.
Oh, you like that? Oh, the dirty sweatsuits. Dirty sweatsuits. So he's a clean freak.
I'm a clean freak.
The fourth one are probably my African American.
Okay. Oh. Look at my African American here.
Shithole country's not on there? Is that on there? No?
That's an honorable mention.
That's an honorable mention.
Number five gotta be when he made fun of the handicapped person.
That might be number one.
I tell people all the time, when he did that shit with no recompense, I'm like, oh, this is the next president.
Well, and then he also said
this nigga gonna moonwalk into the Oval Office.
He said, "I can shoot somebody in the middle of New York."
Before he was elected,
I'm just saying.
Well, yes, he said that.
And it's like, oh, this was at post-election.
We're talking about Miracle said electorally.
Yeah,
I think that's where the best content from Trump.
That has been the thing. He literally told y'all, like,
he told y'all,
I have a cult personality.
He told y'all,
yeah.
And there's nothing I can do today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's going to make people not love me anymore.
Yeah.
Like, The Apprentice was not that great, and I don't get it.
No.
For people to, like, literally
fired. No.
lose their lives, their livelihood, and their freedom behind this man. And I don't understand why Americans.
Omarosa was tight. Omarosa
why Americans tight. Are so easily to manipulate well, and to be put in these
oh,
cults.
I can break that down for you.
A lot of them are dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
people are dumb. Thank
you. I just.
A lot of people
not,
are
not
dumb.
The best and brightest.
Right. So Miracle.
Huh.
So then if something happens to Mitch McConnell or his wife.
Oh, man.
Is it still like.
Nobody. Listen,
so what?
I thought after Madison Cawthorn, Mitch McConnell was going to get all the Republicans in line. And he has been unable to do so to this, to this day.
Did y'all hear about the thing where they said Trump was like. His ego was so great that they had to move the ship.
Yeah.
They had to move. They had to move this ship.
The John McCain
because
ship.
It was a John. It was named after John McCain. They had to move it out of the sea because Trump was coming and they wanted to make sure he did not see this ship. They spent millions of dollars.
I'm not going to lie. That's some gangster shit. That's some gangster shit. Yo, that nigga Trump coming. Hide this fucking boat, my nigga. Not
hide
like
this
a boat.
Aircraft
ship.
Carrier.
Oh, it was an aircraft carrier.
Something like that, yeah.
Like
it was
a ship, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, I know the difference between a ship and a
boat.
So
were the Oath Keepers, Miracle, where they go down? Were the Oath Keepers going to go
Everybody
down?
Everybody goes down around Trump besides Trump. Like, he has, I don't know. Yeah. He has perfected being, like, the Don Juan and not having to have anything
Teflon
blow back on him. Like,
yeah. Well, maybe
we'll see in Georgia. Georgia may be his first like Achilles heel.
Maybe Miracle.
But
maybe.
What about Florida? Does Trump get?
I mean, you know,
is
know.
Florida Trump country or DeSantis country at this point?
We don't know.
That's
yet.
Still Trump country.
It's
man.
Still Trump country. Okay.
I feel like it. I feel like if Trump wants to run, he's gonna run.
If we can break it down for the listeners, right? What is the main delineation between a DeSantis supporter? Is it an economic thing and a Trump supporter?
I mean, to me, it's all white supremacy.
Right, but
I
if think, you had to split heads.
Right now, it's just region. It's just a region.
So,
it's just
region. This is how I feel.
So
like
you couldn't be like,
I honestly believe it like this. Like, so, like, I think that these billionaires that are, and these people that are getting behind DeSantis feel like he can be more easily controlled. Trump might wake up. You don't know what this motherfucker's going to do.
I can think like and documents Kanye. Are declassified.
Right. He's Kanye, right? He's like the, I mean, they're like twins in a sense, right? Gemini's. You don't know what this nigga's going to do. You don't know what he's going to say. He could say wild stuff, do wild. I mean, the dude was like, yo, these documents is mine.
Yeah.
They're like, no, Trump, these are actual documents. No, that belong. No, no, they're no, mine now.
They're mine.
They're mine. They're mine. They're mine. And I'm not giving them back. Like, and I'm saying, so like, I think they, DeSantis, they look and say, we can at least control him to an extent. But Trump is going. You never know what he's going
to
do.
This is how I look at it. Say. The if we were to like you know make a metaphor or something.
Yes.
You know, I'd say Trump supporters are Walmart shoppers and DeSantis supporters are Whole Foods shoppers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I would break it down.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So maybe miracle. Maybe if we want to see Trump arrested, maybe we have to call a crackhead.
And it's ill that this nigga's name is John Kennedy. Like, that's the illest shit. Like, this nigga's name is John Kennedy.
Do you have that clip of that of his little commercial? This is John Kennedy.
Not that one.
Not
because he's dead.
Not the one, but according to QAnon, he's going to come back and
be 130 years old.
And going to be like Trump's vice president or somehow. You know what I'm saying? So,
remember when I thought that they were gay?
Yes, you talk QAnon. QAnon. It's part of the
LGBTQ. He said, why?
I thought it was LGBTQ and all. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
He was so confused. I was like,
why are they
about
so...
About what are we talking about? He was like, what are the gays up to? I didn't know, bro.
Yeah.
So if you...
My brother, I didn't know.
So again, this is to me the Trumpification of like politics, right? Because you have this, he's running for office for Senate in New Orleans. And of course, it's about like, can you say something shocking or disrespectful, right? We've seen DeSantis do that. We've seen these other politicians do that. So his thing is like, yo, they want to defund the police. And, you know, this was his response to, you know, the crime that's going up under his watch, you know, ironically, because he's actually in charge like right now.
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to get it. Okay, here we go.
He said the next time.
Will it play?
I don't know. Will it?
Because you have the board.
Surging in Louisiana.
Shout
out to Gary Chambers, though.
I blame the criminals. A mom should not have to look over her shoulder when she's pumping gas.
But you're in charge, my nigga.
I voted against the early release of violent criminals. Let's talk at his voice. Defunding the police. Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead.
I did call crackhead.
Hey, crackheads will help you out of some tough situation.
Man.
I'm going to tell you what I'm saying? Fix your car for, you know what I'm saying, $20. They'd be under that hood fixing everything.
Nobody got hustled like a crackhead, man. He kind of sound like the, what's it called? He sounds like the groundhog and Winnie the Pooh.
Oh wow!
Hey, he does.
My messed up joke is he just might be John F. because he lost his mind with this one.
Ooh! Wow! Wow! Dark humor on a Tuesday. YouTube will not put an ad on this video. That was ill. So, what did Gary Chambers responded? Do you have Gary Chambers' responses in that article? That same article that I sent is towards the end.
He said, "Yeah, no." He said,
"He's full of it."
Yeah, Gary Chambers said, "Where is it?"
He said, "He said it's also racist as hell." He didn't say nothing about opioid addicts, meth addicts, none of that other stuff because he was trying to talk about a specific subset of people that he doesn't give a damn about serving in Louisiana. That's real, right?
If you hate cops just because they're cops,
yeah.
Next time you get in trouble, you should call it crackhead. A mother shouldn't have to look over her shoulder,
right,
when she's pumping gas.
And so, I mean, okay, again,
what if she's smoking gas?
Mm. I mean, but she,
every day, man.
But again, I mean, I think like Gary Chambers said,
I am smoking on that gas. You
know, shout to Chains.
Two Chains.
A very
titty two necklace.
A very wise person said, you never heard him talk about a meth child.
A meth child? Who said that?
White supremacy means always having the best child.
Best child. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But I mean,
I heard a Chicago legend said that.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, to me, again, you're being racist. You're like, you know, when you say crackhead, that although white people smoke more crack, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and if you look at the numbers, right, percentage-wise, then black people,
I was just
it
watching,
gives you a particular idea.
I was just watching Wolf of Wall Street the other day.
Oh, yeah, they was.
I got something for you.
They was on that crack. Again, they were on that crack.
You smoke crack?
Shout out to the crackheads. Shout out to the hood rats.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boppers.
The crackheads of all colors. Hey, Miracle. Wait, Miracle. White crackheads matter.
That's why crack is white.
So are you? If you sniff, are you a crackhead or a cokehead?
Yeah, I would say cokehead. I would say that.
Yeah.
So is
it? Can we please talk about our guy?
Who's our guy?
Go ahead.
Who's our guy?
Herschel Walker.
I tried to pitch it earlier.
Herschel.
I tried to do the transition, Herschel. and y'all.
Oh, to Herschel?
Y'all moved it.
I missed it.
I said, now Georgia's going to be the first thing.
And I pitched it,
and y'all were just like.
Yo, Herschel, yo. And I was like, okay. Brother.
Herschel Walker played football when the helmets were soft.
You know, I'm just.
Uh-oh. Just, now it says breaking news,
his
Miracle.
His egg is scrambled.
Break it up.
Listen.
His egg is scrambled.
Breaking news, Miracle.
What's that?
Top Georgia Republicans are distancing themselves. I can't say
this, they're not even this. First of all, this was
from
nothing
Herschel Walker.
New.
Right, they knew it.
Everybody knew
they knew
this.
It.
Everybody knew that he has domestic violence allegations in his past.
Yes. He wrote about them in his whole book.
Allegations in his past.
Yes.
He has abortion allegations in his past.
And
what's
receipts.
Messed up is, this is going to be the second time a black man in Georgia ran for Senate, and because of some type of interactions with women, they're going to lose
who's
the election.
Who's the first time?
Herm McCain was the first one.
Yep. Forgot about him, didn't you? didn't you?
You know, I am from Georgia.
COVID got him up out of there, boy.
Herschel Walker. That's the. I will not. And so people
he said
wanted
COVID
stop,
got him up
stop,
out of there.
Stop. Stop.
Man, COVID shook the etch a sketch on that nigga.
Damn.
COVID was like, now you see him? Oh, now you know.
Okay, that's somebody's family.
Oh my God.
It was somebody's family member.
Damn.
Y'all, you have to do extra fasting next week to make it for this episode.
You do.
Y'all have to fast Thursday and Friday.
Man, that nigga's pronouns are was and were.
So Herschel, right. So for those that don't know, Herschel Walker. Right, and this is weird, right, Miracle, because, Miracle, you understand politics. You've been around politics and in politics, right? You know when they pick a candidate, they do all of this opposition research before you even choose him. So they know he got extra kids. They know he's done abortions. They know he did domestic violence. So you would think, like, in the beginning of the campaign, he would come out and say, hey, check this out. I have these children. I did do this in the past. And why I'm running is because now I'm against all of that. Like, I mean, it's easy to do, but it was like a thing of, like, they tried to hide it. Did they not think somebody was going to find? This is a national race. You're a national figure in Herschel Walker. Did they not think somebody would find out about this?
I mean,
I think they thought they could probably bury it. And again, that's why I brought Madison Cawthorn earlier.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker played football when the helmets were soft.
They can also hide stuff for you.
Right.
And so I would not be surprised to find out that a Republican operative is the person who leaked all of this information because they decided that Herschel is just, he can't be
he's
it
like
for
dangerous.
Georgia.
Yeah, he's just,
and,
yeah.
You know, again, his loyalty isn't to Georgia. His loyalty is to Trump.
100%.
And you cannot have a candidate running for your state when your loyalty is to another person who may be harmful to your state.
Absolutely. Because the governor, Trump was against the governor, he won.
Correct.
Trump was against the secretary of state dude, he won.
Correct. So there's a lot of politics behind all of this. And again, he still has the lawsuit going on, you know, in Georgia where the Atlanta DA is still trying depose him.
Right.
And so I think it was going to become too much of a political sideshow to have Herschel still running. Again, all he had to do was be honest and say, this is what was in my past. Yeah. These are the mistakes I made.
Yeah.
And I've still been able to, you know, overcome and achieve. That's but simple. For some reason, for narcissists,
this nigga was like, I was valedictorian. I had a 4.0. Didn't even have a valedictorian.
And the thing
this
is,
nigga said I had a PhD from university. Didn't even graduate. Like, what is wrong with this dude?
He didn't even need to say all of
this
stuff.
He didn't need to say that. We're not
people
electing you thinking you're
for
smart.
The sports, yeah. Right?
I worked with the FBI. Like, what? Come on. Like, bro, what are you doing?
And it's just like, yo, you didn't have to do any of this. This makes it even worse. Like,
when
you
Christian Walker has had enough of your lies,
oh,
like,
man.
Like, I mean, what?
And I think this really shows.
Well, Christian Walker be in the log cabin?
Yes, he'll be a log cabin Republican.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But the problem, I think, this shows is the trauma that comes with
true
surviving violence and having a parent that isn't.
Yeah.
Present in your life, and not true to repeat like Republican talking points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think Christian is showing he has a lot of pain and trauma.
100%.
And he has really tried to overcompensate to find his father's love.
Right.
Even at the expense of being like homophobic and transphobic.
Right, disrespectful. As a gay person.
As a gay black person. Yeah. And
definitely anti-black.
Correct. And so it's just a lot, but I do hope that.
Yo, we're on the website.
We're on whose website?
The Log Cabin. People.
What do you mean? We're on it how?
Yes, Queen. Celebrating Elizabeth II's death proves just how vile today's leftists are.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, One Hood is on there?
I'm reading it right now. Let's talk about our interview with Uju Anya.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, you know, hopefully y'all, you know.
Well, now we'll be on there again.
Yeah, we'll be on there again. Hey,
but
it's us again.
This whole debacle just shows how necessary this election is, but how violent elections can be on people and their families. And so, but we shall
see.
Okay,
so it doesn't make a reference to us. It just talks about, it has quotes from the thing.
So question. So now, are they still going to debate?
They have to. He hasn't dropped out. He cannot show up. We saw what happened in Kentucky where Rand Paul didn't show up to debate, Charles Booker.
Oh, wow.
So he cannot show up, but right now they are scheduled to have debates.
When is that debate?
I think it's supposed to be like next week.
Ooh, I gotta watch that.
I
want
to say maybe Macon.
We got that live in the black box.
Are they gonna have translators?
But I do think that because Reverend Warnock was accused of having a contentious divorce, that he's going to show a lot of empathy in this situation.
What is a contentious divorce? Just one that's
did you pay child support? 90% of them.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, aren't all divorces contentious?
I tell people all the time, get a prenup, put it down.
She does tell people that.
And then walk away when it's not right.
True.
You know,
we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah, because what you going to leave your ass? She's going to
Please. No more. Didn't we say, like, 20 minutes ago, we're boycotting that man? And now you're
it's just funny that there's a lot of pop culture references.
But, and the thing is, and he's not going to drop out. So the way the Georgia law is a little different than here in Pennsylvania. In Georgia, you cannot drop out. You have to be dead in order to get replaced on the ballot.
Okay.
So if you run and then you either win or you lose.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, you know, they have a conversation about, you know, John Fetterman, and it is if you are not able to serve the committee, it will appoint somebody to run in your stead. Georgia doesn't have that caveat. So it's like win or lose. So he's staying in. Again, nothing really counts until November. So people may, like how grab him by the poom poom made Trump
popular.
This could actually make Herschel Walker more popular.
This is a tweet. Herschel Walker can perform daily abortions on his kitchen table and beat 10 wives and 15 baby mamas in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot. He will not lose a single Republican vote as long as he keeps serving his purpose, putting a black face on white supremacy.
Who said this?
That was Dr. Uju Anya. You know what I'm saying? Coming with the fire.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Shout That's out to true. Dr. Anya. The only thing that would be different is the Georgia Right to Life. They're one of the premier advocacy groups. And they have like a zero tolerance policy when it comes to abortion. So I'm pretty I wouldn't be shocked if this is not the only abortion story allegation in his past.
Yeah.
So it'll be very interesting to see. But again, you know, the South Christians, they love a good redemption story, so he may be that.
And did y'all hear? Did y'all hear the story? Like Dr. Oz supposedly like killed a bunch of puppies. Did you?
I'm over this election, to be honest.
It's wild.
I just want a normal like election season. We don't need to like. Yes, Dr. Oz apparently funded some study, and the result is like 300 dogs died in the experimentation. And it's just like, what happened to like people arguing over, you know, people not showing up for the PTA? I feel like I know too much about politicians at this point. I know way too much. And it's
I'm with you.
I know we got to close up, but I do. Maybe next time we'll talk about this whole take of like, the Republicans making like being smart a negative.
Yeah.
That is it's fascinating. It's Professor DeLuzio. Like, this nigga got a degree. Look at him.
Look at this fucking egghead nigga reading books and shit.
What's
your smart bitch?
Bro, me and my homies used to rip like this, but ironically. Oh, this nigga reading.
Yeah, look at
this. Yo, he got A's and shit.
I bet you got a 4.0 GPA with your smart ass.
You graduated from college. How dare you think you can serve me in the Senate? Like, I mean, it's fascinating to me.
It's like this white supremacy wants you dumb.
Right.
But yeah, white supremacy does want you dumb.
What's our
white pages? Speaking of books.
Speaking of things that Kanye West will never read.
What's that say?
Shit.
Oh, damn.
Straight from the elders.
This is a book that the elders actually gave us. To One Hood at our
you want to show the camera
and politics event. Oh, here it is. It's Connections Remembered: African Origins of Humanity and Civilization, the Impact of Historical Memory on Black Identity. And so the Lesters did this book. So shout out to our elders that gave this to One Hood.
Very dope.
To pass this on to the folks that we serve. Connections Remembered. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Another giant Brussels sprout in the mind of Kanye West. So
you enrich your mind so you won't wear clothing or create clothing that is antithetical to your existence.
Yes.
Very well put.
Yes.
But real quick, Miracle, can you give us one of these, please? Because they look cute.
I got them redone. This has been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's time for a new set. I got to make Speaking some of changes.
That, are there any, well, we want to say also, too, you know, I don't. Do you say like a blessed Yom Kippur? To our Jewish friends, is that how you say it?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
To our family, so.
Amir, do you know?
Kippur is I think, going to be like when the show is going
on. Yeah, is it like Shabbat Shalom? Is that it?
Something, but you know, we.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I just don't know. Yeah,
definitely.
We're a Muslim-based organization. We're going to try to do better and learn.
But we know Yom Kippur is coming up, and we're wishing everybody celebrate
we
that.
We have good Jewish friends. Way.
Yeah, I was explaining the reason why we wouldn't know the pronunciations.
Oh, okay. I'm co-signing you.
Is there anything else that we have going on this weekend? Because we're kind of chilling this weekend.
We didn't
right?
talk about Black excellence, but shout out Justice Ketanji Brown for being starting on Monday.
Justice Ketanji Brown, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
Also, honorable mention to Boosie who came. You know, he hasn't moved past his transphobia, but he came for Kanye and Netflix this week. It was on the right side of history.
Oh, he did.
About Jeffrey Dahmer.
About Jeffrey Dahmer and about Kanye acting a fool.
Yes.
Shout out to him learning, growing, and engaging.
Yes. Come on, Bootsy.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else anybody got going on? Anything else happening this weekend?
Pick up my article of the city paper tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be in the city paper tomorrow?
Yeah.
Shout out to that. Oh, speaking of the city paper, did you want to get our our... Yeah, it's right there. You know what I'm saying? Can people see that? Yes. Best of, best social justice organization, One Hood Media. And shout out to Gwen's Girls, who also recognized us last week as well. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We out here. We out here as One Hood. And, anything else?
Keep my spirit alive.
We'll be
those whiteys alive.
You know, we really are going to get and the fact that we're quoting we'll other next people, week. Just in case you don't know, we're quoting
same
other people.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Wait.
More Black excellence?
Make sure you're registered to vote by October 24th.
Make sure you're registered to vote.
Tune in to One Hat Power for a special presentation.
Yes.
From the Pittsburgh Municipal. Probably don't even need to be mentioned in this podcast.
Yes, one hood power.
And there was something else, and I forgot, just like that.
Yes.
We have a summer event coming up.
I we got a bunch. Well, we're going to do a special podcast tomorrow, but we'll let them find out about that later on. And, yeah, definitely register to vote. We'll have some announcements coming soon, hopefully, about some events taking place at the end of this month and some other, you know, hot things happening with One Hood. You know how we gets down. You know what I'm saying? It's One Hood. With that being said, next week. Yeah.
Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. Except the blood of your power and the wicked their mouth. The last gasp of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house, where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Where you can put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
That's the essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.